We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, best friend.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stacy. This is comedian Miss Pat, your biggest fan.
All three of you. Thank you.
Stacy, we watched last night as you debated Governor Kemp. What do you feel the average undecided voter learned last night?
That Brian Kemp doesn't care, that he won't help, and that he has spent the last 4 years attacking our freedoms, our freedom to vote, our freedom to be safe by flooding the streets with guns, and our freedom to choose by telling women they don't have the right to control their own body. But we know he doesn't care because he has refused to expand Medicaid, even though we are losing our sixth hospital. And if you live south of that line, God help you, because Brian Kemp won't.
Yeah, that's deep, absolutely. Do you think you changed any minds last night? And if not, what will it take for you to convert some people who may not be on your team, so to speak?
I think that what people saw last night was a clear contrast. And if you're still undecided, what you saw was someone who can't tell you what he plans to do next. He continually referred to his rash decision. He risked our lives. The gamble did not pay off because of his success and his leadership. The gamble paid off because hardworking Georgians took care of themselves and took care of each other when this governor refused to do anything about most of the challenges we faced. He said he was going to reduce crime. Crime has gone up. He said he was going to make us safer. Gun crimes are up. He said he was going to take care of our health care. We've lost six hospitals. He said he would take care of the economy. Housing prices are skyrocketing. And you know, Big Tigger, you were there when he said that he wasn't going to do anything about it because he didn't want to upset investors. I don't care about investors. I care about Georgians. And I think that was the contrast that people needed to see, that this is a man who relies on his good old boy network and his past mediocre performances to justify four more years in a job that he has failed to do.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Best friend, this is Shamia Morton. Speaking of crime going up, I couldn't agree with you more. I don't feel safe. I was born and raised right here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I've never felt so unsafe in my city. Like, what are we going to do to improve public safety and combat, like, violent crime here?
Well, number one, stop flooding the streets with guns. He pointed out yesterday that more people are getting guns. And I said, it's because you've made it less safe. It's the only way people know how to respond. But we know these are foundational issues. This is a man who has refused to invest in our kids. He wants to harden our schools, which means that Black kids are going to be more likely to be disciplined. And Black boys are going to be moved from the school to success pipeline to the school to prison pipeline. We need a governor who actually has a comprehensive plan and is willing to spend the resources we have to do the work we need. I support law enforcement, but I also support accountability. And that's one thing I also pointed out last night. I've got two brothers, one who has committed crimes and one tries to keep people out of trouble. They both deserve attention and support, one to get better, and the other one shouldn't be afraid of driving while Black. Brian Kemp doesn't have an answer for that. He doesn't have an answer for why our communities are ravaged while he gets to live his life and use slogans to describe his policies. I don't have the luxury of slogans. I have to live a real life, and I want a governor who actually understands the complicated lives we lead.
That's true. That's right.
We got Stacey Abrams with us this morning. We are talking about the upcoming election, November 8th. Early voting has already started. It started yesterday. We are encouraging people who are registered to do their homework, and please take your behind to the polls. Stacey Abrams is with us this morning. We'll be back with more right after this on V103.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.